This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray all is well with you, looking forward to what God is doing. And last time we were with you, I was talking to you about making your calling and your election sure. And even if you're not called of God, and you don't feel like that there is a ministry office per se, then be a light. Let that life of Jesus that you know that is living on the inside of you, let it begin to come out, and let it begin to demonstrate to people by your actions. You know, it's not just what you say, and I've told people many times, your testimony is not what you say. Your testimony is how you live. You have to learn to live where Christ is portrayed or Christ shines forth out of you so that people can see. And I want to go to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and I want to read a few verses there. And I'm going to the 14th verse, and this is what it says in verse 14. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candlestick and put it under a bushel, but they put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So that very first verse there, "You are the light of the world, and a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." You know, if you got a hill or a mountaintop and light radiates off of it, you can see it from miles around. We were in Arizona, and I was going out there to preach on the Indian reservation. This is back in the 80s, and we were traveling. First time I'd ever been out in past Texas, and we were going, I think we were in Arizona, New Mexico, and it was flat. Just as far as the eye could see. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told a brother who was driving, I said, "Man," I said, "I need to go to the restroom." And I saw lights off in the distance. And I said, "You get up there to that, it's probably a town." I said, "See if you can find a place we can go to the restroom." I said, "Because I got to go." He said, "Well, that town's probably 30 or 45 minutes away. But you could already see the light that was coming up out of it." And Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." People are looking for something, and they're looking for something real. They don't need a God that people teach about that they can't feel the reality of. That's what's wrong now. People have lost the reality of God. They've lost that experience of having that reality of God that some of them knew back when they were young or little or growing up in church. And many of you right now are missing that reality of God. And things are in a mess in our nation. They're in a mess in the world. And what we need more than anything is to find that reality of God one more time, because God is real. He's not something fake. He's not phony. He is real. And he's been real in my life for 48 years, going into 49. I love him, I praise him, I worship him, I thank him for what he done in my life. I don't serve God because I'm afraid that I'm going to die and go to hell. That's not why I serve God. I serve the Lord because I love him and how he changed my life and what he put in me and how he's drawn me into his presence. He's given me a spirit of prayer. He's given me a desire to read and study the word. And when I study the word and I pray, I ask him to open my understanding of the word, because I want that same light that radiated out of Jesus to radiate out of me. And that's why Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." When you get that experience with God, it's going to shine forth out of you. It's going to witness. It's going to testify, not by what you say, but by what you do. Jesus is a light, and he came and he shined in darkness. I remember when the Lord visited me back in November the 12th of 2019, I guess it was, the Lord put this in my spirit. I'm sorry, I believe it was 2017. But the Lord put this in my spirit, and he told me a new move of his spirit had begun. It wasn't coming. It was already in the earth. And then I saw Jesus, and he was walking. And around him was great darkness. And this is the words the Lord put in my spirit. And it's out of Matthew, the 4th chapter. And it's going to the 13th verse. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is beyond the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee, of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in that region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. And I saw Jesus walking, and darkness was all around him, but light began to come out of him and drive back the darkness. You know, it says in the Gospel of John, the 1st chapter, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. It doesn't matter how little the light is, the darkness can't stop it from shining. And no matter how gross or thick the darkness is, just a little bitty flicker of light is going to show up in that darkness. And Jesus began to shine forth. And he said, I am the light of the world. And he turned around in Matthew here and he said, and you are the light of the world. And let your light so shine before men. It's time to take what you've got, no matter how little you think it is, and it's time to begin to shine the very light of Jesus. May God bless you.